Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Vijay Vijayaswaran of The Economist magazine, his new podcast, importantly, is To a Lesser Degree. Starting immediately, the 27th of September, we go to Europe because there is an energy climate concern, emergency, in Mother Britain and throughout Europe. Difficult weeks ahead. That's a quote from the business secretary of the Johnson cabinet. BP rations fuel deliveries to petrol stations. The business secretary says that he rules out grants or subsidies to larger energy firms. They are recommending cutting the VAT on energy bills because there's a shortage, there's a spike in price, there's much anxiety in all directions, and already food prices are damaged, let's play it this way, heightened, and the unclear future because of weather, La Nina, because of the culling of pork in China. I don't know. There are a lot of contributing factors. But Vijay, Glasgow will be chilly, and the price of natural gas has risen. Is this climate being ignored, and does this gain the attention of states that are holding back?
Well, John, you're quite right. This is a major energy crisis. You can even think of it as the first major energy crisis of the low carbon transition, you know, during the period in which the world is trying to get off of the traditional fossil fuel paradigm towards a renewables based or clean energy based approach. And we're going to see more of these because in part it's because of bottlenecks. That's we're going to have a lot of bottlenecks gumming up our transition. In this case, natural gas supply chain bottlenecks. We've had weather, of course, and unfortunate sort of natural factors, but cold winters. But we are also seeing challenges in the bottlenecking, an interconnector between France and the UK shut down. We're seeing, you know, little fiddly things that in and of themselves wouldn't lead to much of a worry. But when they all come together, as we saw during COVID, when people couldn't get their toilet paper or, you know, other Purell wipes, we're beginning to see these sorts of supply chain breakdowns as globalization is turning into something different, something we can call it slobalization. And we're figuring out how global supply chains will work, including in energy. And we're doing it at the same time we're trying to transition from a centralized top-down fossil fuel system towards a more decentralized clean energy system. It's like changing the wheels on a bus while the bus is going 100 miles an hour.
So what we're looking at then in Glasgow is a conversation about this presenting issue of energy supplies. We have 30 seconds. Do you think that will help that people are chilly in Glasgow?
I think there's a risk of backlash. I think if people, meaning ordinary people, see any kind of efforts at energy leading to blackouts, to huddling in their basements without heat, with energy shortages or soaring prices, support for action on climate, including things that are called carbon tax or carbon price that make it sound scary and more expensive, even though it need not be in the long run, I think you may lose public support for transition, unfortunately. So that's why this has to be handled with great care.
Vijay Vijayaswaran, he is the Energy and Green Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine, as well as the author of Power to the People, Some Years Past, Anticipating Where We Are Right Now, and also the new podcast, To a Lesser Degree, beginning immediately before Glasgow, the conversations about winter is coming. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Vijay Vijayaswaran of The Economist magazine. His new podcast, importantly, is To a Lesser Degree. Starting immediately, the 27th of September, we go to Europe because there is an energy climate concern, emergency, in Mother Britain and throughout Europe. Difficult weeks ahead. That's a quote from the business secretary of the Johnson cabinet. BP rations fuel deliveries to petrol stations. The business secretary says that he rules out grants or subsidies to larger energy firms. They are recommending cutting the VAT on energy bills because there's a shortage, there's a spike in price, there's much anxiety in all directions, and already food prices are damaged, let's say this way, heightened, and the unclear future because of weather, La Nina, because of the culling of pork in China. I don't know. There are a lot of contributing factors. But Vijay, Glasgow will be chilly, and the price of natural gas has risen. Is this climate being ignored, and does this gain the attention of states that are holding back?
Well, Dan, you're quite right. This is a major energy crisis. You can even think of it as the first major energy crisis of the low carbon transition, you know, during the period in which the world is trying to get off of the traditional fossil fuel paradigm towards a renewables based or clean energy based approach. And we're going to see more of these because in part it's because of bottlenecks. That's we're going to have a lot of bottlenecks gumming up our transition. In this case, natural gas supply chain bottlenecks. We've had weather, of course, and unfortunate sort of natural factors, but cold winters. But we are also seeing challenges in the bottlenecking, an interconnector between France and the UK shut down. We're seeing, you know, little fiddly things that in and of themselves wouldn't lead to much of a worry. But when they all come together, as we saw during COVID, when people couldn't get their toilet paper or, you know, other Purell wipes, we're beginning to see these sorts of supply chain breakdowns as globalization is turning into something different, something we can call it slowbalization. And we're figuring out how global supply chains will work, including in energy. And we're doing it at the same time that we're trying to transition from a centralized top-down fossil fuel system towards a more decentralized clean energy system. It's like changing the wheels on a bus while the bus is going 100 miles an hour.
So what we're looking at then in Glasgow is a conversation about this presenting issue of energy supplies. We have 30 seconds. Do you think that will help that people are chilly in Glasgow?
I think there's a risk of backlash. I think if people, meaning ordinary people, see any kind of efforts at energy leading to blackouts, to huddling in their basements without heat, with energy shortages or soaring prices, support for action on climate, including things that are called carbon tax or carbon price that make it sound scary and more expensive, even though it need not be in the long run, I think you may lose public support for transition, unfortunately. So that's why this has to be handled with great care.
Vijay Vijayaswaran, he is the Energy and Green Innovation Editor at The Economist magazine, as well as the author of Power to the People, Some Years Past, Anticipating Where We Are Right Now, and also the new podcast, To a Lesser Degree, beginning immediately before Glasgow, the conversations about winter is coming. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.